brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex. We were just talking to HSBC whistleblower Everett Stern. And, you know, as you listen to the tough times that he had, and we've heard whistleblowers from the NSA who were kicked out of really high-paying jobs within the federal government and the security that they had, wound up working as Apple geniuses or working in retail, going from that. But these people who have that kind of integrity, they would do it all over again, just like Everett said. And I want you to take a look at his website. It's tacticalrabbit.com. We've had that up on the lower thirds. Basically, what he does is it's an intelligence company that is set up to help defend people against banking fraud and other types of fraud. He's kind of self-taught. You know, he was looking at the situation that was going on. He saw corruption, money laundering there. He was very concerned about it. And he educated himself to detect this, so you can take advantage of his integrity as well as his efforts if you go to that site. Now, an interesting thing has broken up in just the last week or so with Bitcoin. And, you know, as we look at this system that the Department of Justice is working so hard to protect, this corrupt system of fiat currencies and central banks and banks who run money to drug companies, to terrorists, who fund the war on drugs, who fund the war on terror. We want to see something that's a little bit different. We want to see some alternatives there. And a lot of people have been looking closely at Bitcoin, and I'm not recommending Bitcoin. It's got some issues with it. But it's kind of interesting to see this Silk Road site that was taken down in the last week, and there were 600,000 Bitcoins involved in that. It's about $80 million. And the FBI has not been able to get at that. That in and of itself is a bit of a story. It's also a story to see how this is going to develop, how they're going to be treated differently than these banks that are in bed with the federal government, these banks that we believe are running the federal government. Just like the insurance companies wrote Obamacare, we have the banks who are profiting from the war on drugs, banks who are profiting from the war on terror, and banks who are essentially too big to jail, too big to fail. Let's take a look at this latest story about Bitcoin and what might possibly happen with this money laundering case that we've got going here.
About a week ago, the FBI arrested the man who allegedly owned Silk Road, an online source of illegal drugs that accepted only Bitcoins. What is most interesting is that the FBI has not yet been able to seize over 600,000 bitcoins without his password. The FBI can't crack it, or maybe they don't want to crack it. Maybe they want to use it as an excuse to try to shut down Bitcoin. While the war on drugs has been an absolute failure by any metric, the war on property rights and the war on due process has been a resounding success for the feds. We've seen an abuse of civil forfeiture without due process, without people being charged with a crime. In many cases, the people who have their property seized are never charged with a crime. So one of the key reasons to stop prohibition is the ludicrous unconstitutional extremes the government has taken in property seizures. But it isn't just that bitcoins are hard for the feds to seize. They also offer something the feds hate even more, and that's privacy. Under the Bank Secrecy Act, financial institutions are required to report transactions to the feds and must also, quote, know, in other words, verify, customer identities. In other words, the Bank Secrecy Act means there is no secrecy with banks. But as we've seen with HSBC, when large banks know their customers are drug cartels or terrorists, the feds leave them alone if they're a big bank that supports the central bank fiat money scheme. HSBC was caught laundering money for Sinaloa and Zeta drug cartels. They were caught laundering money for Hamas, Hezbollah, and Al-Qaeda. Yet Assistant Attorney General Lanny Breuer said HSBC would almost certainly have lost its banking license in the U.S. The future of the institution would have been under threat, and the entire banking system would have been destabilized if they hadn't just given them a slap.
We're going to be right back, and we're going to finish up this report because it's going to be interesting to see how things develop with bitcoins. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex Jones. We were just talking in the last hour to a whistleblower from HSBC, talking about money laundering there. We were talking about how so many banks have been caught laundering money to drug organizations, to terrorists, and how no U.S. jail, no U.S. bank has ever gone to jail. They're too big to jail. They're too big to fail. They're too big to jail. And now they're going after, though, Bitcoin. And we've seen a lot of noise, a lot of traffic on mainstream media, especially places like NPR, talking about Bitcoin and comparing them to the Federal Reserve. I was in the car the other day and happened to hit a NPR station, and they said, well, what is the difference between between Bitcoin and the Federal Reserve, our regular currency? And they said, well, our regular currency is backed by the full faith and credit of the Federal Reserve. That was their biggest selling point. And it's like, seriously? You know, the organization that can print money at will with no, they're unelected. It's a private organization that puts us in debt to them, that's had us on an interest-only loan for 100 years. That's that bank. That's a recommendation for that. And, of course, Bitcoin is a market-based currency. But there are some restrictions as to it cannot be added to indefinitely. So you can take a look at that, and it's very interesting. But one of the interesting things about it is how it's distributed and how there isn't really any central person that they can go to shut this down. We've had several instances where people have tried to create honest currencies out of commodities, out of gold, out of silver. It happened to a fellow in North Carolina. They just recently shut down Liberty Reserve, jailed the fellow there, Badofsky. They can't do that with Bitcoin very easily. As a matter of fact, when they shut down Silk Road, which was an online seller of illegal drugs, they confiscated 26,000 bitcoins, and they got to those bitcoins, but they also got 600,000 bitcoins that belonged to the person that they allege was running Silk Road, and they have not been able to break that because they don't have his password. So it's kind of interesting to see what's going to develop with this. I mean, will they get it out of him with a rubber hose? Will they beat him until they get the password, or will he give it up as part of a plea bargaining agreement? We don't really know. If they get it, what kind of mischief could they do in the Bitcoin community? I don't know. We had first part of this report just before the break. Let's run the rest of that report.
HSBC was caught laundering money for Sinaloa and Zeta drug cartels. They were caught laundering money for Hamas, Hezbollah, and Al-Qaeda. Yet Assistant Attorney General Lanny Brewer said HSBC would almost certainly have lost its banking license in the U.S. In the future, the institution would have been under threat and the entire banking system would have been destabilized if they hadn't just given them a slap on the wrist, if they had enforced the laws against money laundering. But HSBC was too big to jail because they serve the fiat banking system and they partner with the feds in running drugs and in arming terrorists. The feds hate Bitcoin because it serves as an alternative to their banking system and their control. They would love to destabilize it, but that's not going to be easy. If the government tries to shut down Bitcoin like they did Liberty Reserve, they're going to have a problem. There is no single person for them to move against like Badofsky at Liberty Reserve. Bitcoins are both anonymous and decentralized, so it'll be very difficult for the feds to try to shut it down. If they do, they will drive it underground. But if they can get a hold of the 600,000 bitcoins, which are 5% of the outstanding total of bitcoins at the time, they could try to destabilize it. Good luck with that. It will be very transparent if they try. For InfoWars Nightly News, I'm David Knight.
Well, that's a report we ran last night on the InfoWars Nightly News. You can see our reports on Prison Planet TV. As a matter of fact, you can see the interview that Alex had with Tosh Plumlee, who is a whistleblower about Benghazi, and he's been on three times with Alex. You can see those interviews. Eventually, they're going to run his interview, they've said, on Fox News. They've said on that for quite a while. Everett Stern had an interview with NBC's, I'm not sure who it was, but it was with NBC, and they've been setting on that interview. So perhaps they'll get interested in some of the corruption that's going on, alleged corruption that's going on at HSBC. We'll see if that report airs. But we also have some news about something that you may not have heard about, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Now, we have some breaking news here that says the U.S. trade official says that they're going to seek a Trans-Pacific Partnership deal by the end of the year. They've been working on this for 3 years now. They've had talks. They've had the 19th round of talks was at the end of August. It's involving 12 nations. It's aimed at establishing a free trade bloc that would stretch from Vietnam to Chile to Japan, encompassing 800 million people, about a third of the world trade, nearly 40% of the global economy. Now, Alex Jones has talked about this. He covered this back in Endgame, the documentary. He talked about how they were going to set up multiple trading blocks, regional trading blocks, and then start to merge those together. That's what we're seeing here with this Trans-Pacific Partnership. There's also a Transatlantic Free Trade Agreement, TAFTA, very much like NAFTA. It's a very disturbing development because what we're seeing here is just as the Bilderberg Conference has their meetings in secret where they plan long-term strategies and they don't allow anybody to see that, we see the same thing happening here, but they're actually working on immediate tactics to pull this together. They're not allowing any press to be there. This is a very secretive meeting between some trade reps and between corporate lobbyists, hundreds of corporate lobbyists. And yet elected officials from governments are not allowed to attend. A lot of people have been pushing back on that. Ron Wyden pushed back on that here in the U.S. He complained about it long and loudly, and they finally allowed him to come, but not any of his staff who would be experienced in looking at trade agreements. They also did not allow him to take anything away or to be able to look at anything on his computer, although all of these lobbyists are allowed to have a password and to look at this trade agreement that's being put together. This is this report from Business and Financial News said that this is more intrusive than other trade pacts. The TPP seeks to regulate sensitive areas like government procurement, intellectual property, and the role of state-owned enterprises, as well as giving corporations more rights to sue governments. That's exactly what's happening. They're changing the basic fundamental legal structure of our country, just the way they did with FISA, the secretive intelligence court that nobody knew about until the Ed Snowden leaks. FISA, and this is an investor state tribunals that they're setting up. We've seen this already with NAFTA. We've already seen taxpayers in these arbitration schemes, taxpayers put on the hook for over $3 billion, and there's another $14 billion that is being adjudicated right now according to these investor state tribunals. Essentially what it does is it elevates these corporations, these multinational corporations, because it's not local businesses. It's not mom and pop stores. It's not corporations that are wholly contained within a country. It's only the multinational companies, and they get elevated to the same status level as a state. And if the state proposes or passes laws that change the investors' expectations, they can sue that state and they can make the taxpayers pay. But as I pointed out here, this is far beyond a trade pact, because this is a backdoor way to do things like CISPA. You know, CISPA, SOPA, ACTA, those were all going after our personal data, also taking away due process for anybody that has a website on the internet. They were going after that in the name of copyright infringement. Because you see, these large multinational corporations want to own everything and turn you into renters. When they did this with the World Bank over a couple of decades under Robert McNamara, they were routinely criticized for seeking renter status from the developing countries. They were multiplying their debt, just like we see happening in the United States now. Over the last couple of years of McNamara's reign at the World Bank, some of these Latin American countries were seeing their debts increase by 20% a year. Basically, they were trying to get them so far into debt that they were essentially like renters that they could never get out. Does that sound familiar to what's going on in the United States now? We've got a $17 trillion debt ceiling, and of course, that has to be raised. Harry Reid is looking to raise that by another trillion. That's about 5 or 6% more. He wants to keep going further and further into debt. But they're also going to be using this to circumvent laws against privacy violations. They're also going to use this as a secret way to put in CISPA, SOPA, and ACTA. So we've got groups who are defending electronic privacy, electronic freedom, that are opposed to this. They're also going to use this to try to do an end around countries that have put in regulations requiring honest labeling on food to help people to understand if there's GMO in that or not. And of course, the Monsanto and other large corporations here have been successful in lobbying to stop that at the state level. They're lobbying to try to stop that at the national level. And, of course, this TPP would stop it at an international level. So it's not just the United States that would be getting food that had GMO in it that we couldn't know about what was in the food. It would be hidden from many other nations. So there's other countries and other people who are involved in this. And there's a way that we can all come together on this. So that's the only good news about this, is if people wake up and see what's happening, there are people in different strata of society, people who would sometimes be aligned on the left side of an issue or sometimes on the right side of an issue, that would come together and oppose this, because it really is world governance by the corporations. It's not just moving jobs overshore. Of course, that is a part of it as well, but it's also blocking any kind of future financial regulations from these banks that we see are too big to fail, too big to jail. It would prevent anything like the Glass-Steagall Act to be reenacted. It's a comprehensive way to give the corporations, the large multinational corporations, whatever they want, to elevate them to the status of states. We have to stop the TPP agreement. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a four-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
Three letters can strike fear. EMP. And only one bunker on Earth is EMP, RF, EMI, and infrared proof. True Protect Ready Bunkers. True Protect Ready Bunkers can be lived in year-round, buried or unburied, easily fit 8 to 12 people, and also serve as great storm shelters. They're the best protection known to man, regardless of the threat, and drones and satellites can't detect them. Learn more at TrueProtect.com. That's TRUProtect.com. Or call 877-219-5616.
Patriots believe in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We believe that protecting the home front is our responsibility. At PatriotCrimeDefense.com, we bring you the smartest, most affordable investment for your home to protect you and your family from thugs and criminals. Don't let them forcibly take what you've worked so hard for. Visit PatriotCrimeDefense.com or call 888-960-2946. Invest in your family and your home at PatriotCrimeDefense.com, your home's first line of defense.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex. In the last break, we were talking about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, and the way that's going to impact us, the way it's going to be a backdoor to get CISPA, ACTA, those types of attacks on our First Amendment rights, on our internet privacy, our internet freedom rights, as well as a way to allow the government to immediately shut down any website that they allege to be in copyright violation without due process, without a trial. They just basically pull the plug immediately for the corporations. And so they work together with the corporations. The corporations get to assert ownership over everything in the world, and the banks get control over everything in the world. One of the things that's going to be in this Trans-Pacific Partnership that has leaked out, according to consumer groups, this is being reported by a site, USA Hitman. They say that the TPP could mean criminal penalties for even small-scale unauthorized downloading. It could result in a three-strikes law that would see households kicked off the Internet for copyright violations. Get that? Kicked off of the Internet, you get three downloads that they say are unauthorized, and you're kicked off. And it could mean expanded copyright and patent terms that would mean lessened access to generic drugs. So the pharmaceuticals hate generic drugs. So that's one of the things that's in the TPP for sure. As far as the three strikes goes, we'll have to wait and see. It's something that is being negotiated in secret. It's something that they've given fast-track authorization to our trade representative, which means that it doesn't go through the normal channels of a treaty. It's simply negotiated with this trade rep, and then it's simply a majority vote in the House and the Senate to get this thing through, and then Katie bar the doors. The corporations have become governments at that point. Now, in a related matter, we've got a report on Prison Planet from David Seidman. He pointed out that the man heading up the congressional NSA reform package is the one who authored CISPA. That would be Mike Rogers. You think they're really going to reform the NSA? Remember that Mike Rogers, besides putting in CISPA, back in July, the end of July, he said that Justin Amash's efforts to curb the NSA powers were dangerous. So he came out criticizing real reform of the NSA at that time. But then, of course, he comes back, and because he's kind of the puppet for the Department of Homeland Security, he's head of the House Intelligence Committee. Mike Rogers, Republican from Michigan, is now constructing a NSA reform bill. And this just broke today. Representative Ron Wyden says that he will fight the ineffective NSA reform. Of course, he correctly understands that this is nothing but window dressing. It's not going to do anything. As a matter of fact, probably coming from Mike Rogers, the NSA Reform Act would probably give them more powers. We'll have to wait and see what it actually says. But the Hill reports that Senator Ron Wyden has promised to fight against intelligence committees in Congress that are aiming to introduce what he calls, quote, skin-deep reform. He is, of course, talking about the NSA reform proposals being spearheaded by, get this, Dianne Feinstein and House Intelligence Committee Chairman Mike Rogers. There you go. Feinstein and Rogers, a pair that you can trust. You know, Feinstein, this is somebody who, of course, is always going after the Second Amendment, and is Feinstein, if you remember, that was talking about licensing people as journalists. You know, if you've got a blog, you are not protected. Unless you're somebody that she considers to be a journalist, you're not protected. So, as we had said before, the people who are coming after the Second Amendment are going to be coming after the First Amendment. We've seen that with Dianne Feinstein, and now, of course, Dianne Feinstein is going to give us a head fake for the NSA reform. She was also a part, if you remember, the NDAA bill, when they were getting that put together last year at the end of the year. It was Feinstein who co-authored an amendment that was supposedly going to control the NDAA, indefinite detention without trial, and transporting people to be tortured out of the country. She supposedly had something in there that was going to control that. We looked at it, and actually it was pretty meaningless wording. But even that, which they used to get unanimous passage in the Senate, even that was just arbitrarily thrown out by Senator McCain. And so the NDAA has not changed. Now, the truckers who are in Washington this week, they are on top of the Constitution. They're actually teaming up with people who are complaining about the NDAA. They have a call campaign to repeal the NDAA with these truckers who are doing a Restore the Constitution rally in Washington tomorrow. And we'll see what happens with that. We hope that that's going to have an effect, but it's important for everybody. You know, it's people on both the left and the right are waking up and seeing that the division is no longer between Republicans or Democrats. Just as we see Ron Wyden pointing out that it's he's opposing both the TPP as well as the NSA. He's pointing out he's going after secret government, and that's what we all need to be concerned about. We need to be concerned about how they are fundamentally transforming the legal structure, destroying a legal structure that took centuries to build. We're going to be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, friends. Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex, and I've got in the studio with me Anthony Gucciardi from StoryLeak, and he's got an interesting story to go over with us. Three disturbing Fukushima facts that the government is covering up. Tell us about that, Anthony.
So it's funny that we don't trust the NSA. You know, we go over there and try to give them a little bit of a check and balance. They throw us out and say we're crazy.
Yeah.
Why should we trust the government when it comes to a radiological explosion event like the mega disaster of Fukushima?
Yeah.
I mean, they say it's safe. They say it's perfectly great. Everything's fine. Everything's happy. The Japanese officials have been caught time and time again admitting on record they lied about the levels. They downplayed it. They ignored it.
Well, their meters didn't even go up to the max. They weren't even capable of recording what the radiation was. We find out now that it's like 18 times higher than they said. Well, that's tremendous.
They turned the counters off.
Yeah.
They don't want you to know. And my
that's
whole
right.
thing is, this thing is bigger than we even thought. And it's coming out more and more because even I thought, you know, even researching this, that 2011, 2012, that's where the massive amount of radiation was coming from. You know, we're mm-hmm. dealing with those effects. Potentially they're going to try and take the rods out and make it explode again sometime soon, maybe this month or the next. But it's even worse than I thought. In September, last September, it was found that the radiation levels were skyrocketing and spiking to highest amounts on record.
Yeah, this is going on now for well over 2 years.
Yeah.
And it just keeps going and going and going. This is a story that just, they still don't have this under control. It's still right on a razor's edge.
Yeah, so let's be clear. It did not peak in 2011, 2012. It's mm-hmm. getting worse.
Yes.
And they don't even know how to deal with it. They accidentally turned off the power. I mean, this is such a mismanagement on a scale that makes me think it's not even possible to handle it so improperly. It's unbelievable what's going on. Let's look back specifically as well as to what happened with all the radioactive cesium and everything like that. Most people think it just kind of went into the air and disappeared, or maybe a little bit went into the ocean. 20%, according to independent research, TEPCO later had to admit this, 20% went on Japanese land and started killing people there. 2% went on foreign lands just from this initial release.
Mm-hmm.
78%, according to this independent research, was just massively funneled into the Pacific Ocean. And that's why you have fish with 258 times the quote-unquote safe allowable levels of radiation coming in, and people are eating it, and they don't even know.
And they just had another release of more radiation. Of course, they said, oh, don't worry about it. It's low level. But then they kind of rolled that story back and said, well, there was for a couple hours it was really high, but then we got that down. So it just keeps going and going because they've got these massive tanks that have highly radioactive water that is from the original disaster. And they see that that's leaking down into the ground. So they're going to build this incredibly expensive ice wall to try to contain that because it's leaked down into the groundwater there.
It sounds like a cartoon idea.
Yeah.
It's just Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
And then you look, even Huffington Post now, an article, it's a good article called Fukushima Forever, basically says it's just going to leak forever into the ocean. And what are we going to do about it? And people are told from the news that regurgitates the government diarrhea of information that nothing's wrong. Everything's fine. You know, it's conspiracy now, even though Facebook in Japan is blowing up with all these people getting radiation sickness. We could talk about that. Mm-hmm. Nosebleeds. Mm-hmm. They're not only saying that's crazy and you're a conspiracy theorist if you talk about it, but they're saying that those people are literally insane.
Yeah, that's the story that we have on InfoWars from Natural News. Japanese doctors ordered to cover up mass radiation sickness across the population. That's the nosebleeds that they see happening now. People are complaining about that on Facebook, and the government's response is, move along, there's nothing to see here. This is something, though, that doesn't just affect people in Japan. It's also people in the U.S., of course, that have some exposure to this because it's polluting the ocean, the fish, as well as the prevailing westerly winds. When Chernobyl happened, you had a tremendous amount of exposure to people in Western Europe because of prevailing westerlies. We're going to see the same sort of thing happening here if there's a major disaster when they try to take these nuclear fuel rods out.
Well, we're already seeing it here because they found hot particles as far as Boston. San Francisco, the soil samples, they found particles as well. So it's already happening in just one of those particles. Talk to any of the experts. You want to have one of those particles, it's bad news. It's pretty much game over. The cancer might come later at a later point, but just one of those hot particles is horrible. And we're seeing them come across as far as Boston. I mean, for the people that are saying that the Fukushima disaster has nothing to do with the United States, they're deluding themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's a complete insanity that they're saying that. And that's why I'm writing articles like this. We're talking about this to get this out, because the establishment will just brick wall it every single time because it's such a big, hot issue. If people actually knew about it, we would freak out, and rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they ignore it and downplay it. And then the media, you know what the media does with things like the NSA or the TSA. They take what the government says and they spin it even more. Well, imagine the government saying that Fukushima is great and amazing. The media spins it further and then says it's a conspiracy theorist to even say radiation is bad, pretty much.
Right.
There was figures saying that radiation is good.
Yeah, Ann Coulter, yeah.
Yeah, low-level radiation is great when, in fact, low-level can actually harm you more than a lot because of the way the body works. Just a little bit of something can, in some ways, like a microchip, kind of destroy everything as opposed to a large amount.
But you can't see it, you can't feel it, you can't taste it. You don't see an immediate effect. This is something that, as you pointed out, is a long-term reaction. It's an increase in the number of cancers, and they can come back and say, well, gee, we don't really know where that came from.
And there was
5 years, 10 years. Yeah, exactly. So this is something that the government doesn't want to alarm people about, and they don't really care. They're not going to look out for our health. We certainly know that. We can see that from the way they allow GMO and other things into our food supply that we also know have long-term subtle side effects. But this really is tremendous. The spent reactor fuel that's there is 85 times the radioactivity that was released at Chernobyl. So we have a lot of potential exposure to that. And as you were pointing out before, they're going to do something now with the fuel rods. They're actually going to try to get these down.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to do a precise surgical operation that some of the experts say is over a 90% chance is going to fail. And what that could mean is another explosion at Fukushima. You know, even though there's been countless already, we don't even know the true number. It could be another one coming in the very near future. And
they're going to try to pull these things out, and they're possibly bent or damaged because there's been this earthquake there.
Yeah. Of course, yeah.
So they've got to pull these things out without touching each other. There's like over 1,000 of them there.
The same people that accidentally turned the power off.
Yeah.
You know, the same people that want to build an ice wall around the plants that are actually addressing the issue. And, of course, the same people that said, actually, yeah, the radiation emitted from the initial explosion was not that much. And then they were continuing to lie until an independent review came, an independent scientific review, and said it was not only 2.5 times more radiation initially, but that, of course, they were dumping it in the Pacific Ocean on purpose. Mm-hmm. And then TEPCO came and said, yeah, we were going to tell you about that. You know, our readings were a little bit off, but somehow independent scientists on a low budget managed to find the exact readings and exactly where the cesium and radioactive material was going. So TEPCO is a bunch of liars, and they want to...
It's a large corporation.
Of course.
That's looking out for their corporate profits.
It's like this. It's if Monsanto owned a nuclear power plant. That's how much we can trust these
That's
people.
Right. That's right. Very much like that. Yeah, the former head of the NRC is Dr. Yaxo. Has said that continuing to put a Band-Aid on Band-Aid is not going to fix the problem of Fukushima. And he's pointed out that the nuclear power plants here in the U.S. essentially share the same design flaw. And GE and other companies who made this reactor have gone through and they've had the Japanese government, the Canadian government, sign these essentially waivers, releasing them from any liability for this. But he's pointed out that they all have this fundamental design flaw that you've got to keep these cooling power sources continuously going no matter what, no matter what happens, whether it's a terrorist attack or whether it's a earthquake or a flood or a tornado or a hurricane, those backup power plants have to keep going and keep it cooling because these spent fuel reactors, these spent fuel pools are just as dangerous as the reactor. So just as we saw with Three Mile Island and Chernobyl, we saw reactors that blew up. Now the public is starting to realize that the spent fuel is just as dangerous and it's going to be there for thousands of years as well.
That's exactly right. And when I talk to these nuclear experts, what amazes me the most is what they say off air. What they tell me in emails, basically that the whole system is beyond fixable almost.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is. It's there's ways to do it right with nuclear power. There are. But they're not doing it right. That's why 3 out of 4 or up to 90% of every single nuclear power plant in the United States right now is leaking. Every single one. And Obama wants to put dozens more on the East Coast.
Oh, yeah. That's his favorite source of power is nuclear. He thinks that's the greenest thing out there.
They're not just putting Band-Aids on things. They're just making the problem worse. They're making more Fukushimas. They're not even trying to bandage it.
It's just amazing to me that they can portray carbon dioxide, which every animal, every human breathes out, and that plants use just like we use oxygen. They can portray that as the most dangerous thing on Earth. And yet, when you look at the most dangerous thing on Earth, these highly radioactive spent fuel pools and these nuclear reactors, they tell us just the opposite. They tell us that's the greenest thing on Earth.
No. You don't understand. CO2 is evil.
Yeah.
Sustainable clean coal is evil. But actual radiation and nuclear energy from power plants that are leaking 90% across the United States and Fukushima and Chernobyl, that's all really good. And radiation doesn't hurt you.
Yeah.
But CO2 will kill you.
It reminds me, they had this... They had this story, When the Wind Blows, and they made it into an animated story back in Britain. It was a British animated film back in the 80s. And it was this couple who was kind of fuddy-duddy, and there was a nuclear accident or a nuclear war. Anyway, there was a lot of nuclear fallout headed toward them, and they just innocently read the government pamphlets about what they were to do. And it was just total baloney. It was like sticking your head in the desk with duck and cover exercises, you know, when there's incoming nuclear missiles, you know, don't worry, duck and cover, stick your head in the desk. It's the same sort of thing. And that's what we're getting with these nuclear reactor issues.
Let's put the puzzle pieces together right now here on air. They're not telling you about how to even prepare yourself. They're not telling you about even the basics of iodine or anything. They're telling you nothing. They're saying everything's great. We're turning the counters off. We're raising the allowable safe limits, which we're not safe anyway, in the food. We're just not going to tell you about anything. Compare that to what else they're doing in these agencies. Compare that to what they're doing with Obamacare, you know, burning and radiating people all day long. That's safe, too. Radiation is great, but it's more than that. It's with the NSA, the TSA, the DEA, the DHS, all of these organizations are in the same structure. If they're not telling you about Fukushima and the radiation that's killing you and your family, what else are they not telling you about? It's a simple connect the dots. Big Pharma is killing you. They're patenting a bunch of natural substances, adding a bunch of toxins, and then the side effects are on average about 280, sometimes 560, including sudden death. They're making money off it. They know. I've had a biotechnology official, I've actually talked about it here on the Alex Jones Show, live, exclusively, email me in a confirmed email and say it's awesome that GMOs and other things like that are killing people because the world needs to depopulate and he hates people. He's glad to see people dying. This is the exact kind of thing we're seeing now run rampant in government, and the Monsanto executives are getting promoted, the TEPCO guys are getting pats on the back when the radiation amounts would kill people in a few hours if they were anywhere near the plant unprotected. I mean, that's what we're seeing. This is the government. This is the establishment right now. It's not an isolated incident. And if people realize that, then I think we can win.
Yeah, hopefully with this shutdown that's going on and what I like to call the Obama scare part, where he's going out of his way to shut people out of the monuments. And these are monuments that were monuments not to government. They were monuments to the World War II soldiers. And yet he's taking it as if it's his own personal monuments, and just the absolute contempt that he has for the public. And you just see this pervasively. You're talking about the slow kill that's going on with Big Pharma, the slow kill that's going on with these nuclear power plants. And yet their answer is to just double down and more of the same, like you said, making
more of the same,
building more Fukushimas. Yaxo, the former NRC chair, said that we need to shut down every one of our nuclear reactors because they all have that same design flaw that we see at Fukushima.
Yeah, exactly. Let me tell you a story as well. When we were on the way to the NSA data center in Utah to cover it and kind of give a check and balance on them, just as I'm doing with Fukushima right now, and they don't like that.
That's a great story.
I was on the plane, and I got a little piece of a napkin, and it said, you know, support the fight against breast cancer, and I had a little pamphlet about radiation and chemotherapy treatment. And on the loudspeaker, they said, "This flight is sponsored by cancer.org. Everyone should go to cancer.org and donate as much as you can to help breast cancer sufferers and everything." And they had all these booklets. I saved a bunch of them. I want to do a report on it. And it just shows the cheap and slimy, pervasive element of this government promoting radiation therapy, chemotherapy, and ignoring real studies. You know, turmeric and items like that, ginger. There's a research, the piece of research that shows 80% decline in cancer cells with the use of some of these herbs. But they don't tell you about that. Mm-hmm. They don't tell you about any of that. It's insanity at the core, and it shows this is pervasive throughout all entire agencies of government, just in bed with corporations.
And as Alex has pointed out many times, they don't want you to look at the causes of cancer either. It's not just that they don't want you to look at safe and effective natural remedies that boost your immune system. They don't want you to see the causes of cancer, the GMO or the nuclear radiation that they're releasing. So they never really look at, they're all about treatment because there's a lot of money to be made in cancer treatment, but they're not about cancer
and
investigation or natural.
The industry loves Fukushima. It's skyrocketing cancer cases. I mean, there was a piece of research done. It was heavily attacked immediately by everyone in the AMA. And within about an hour of its release, that said about 10,000 to 100,000 people have already died from Fukushima radiation.
Mm.
Now, that was attacked immediately just for them saying that, not even just saying that 100,000 people died. That wasn't even attacked at first. It was just saying that radiation can do that.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even believe that. I mean, radiation now is a good thing. I mean, I guess we should bottle radiation and take it for overall health enhancement. I guess cancer, the cancer organization of the government, the United States government and Japan should get together and they should fund Fukushima pills. And we should take them to enhance our overall immunity.
They can bottle it. Maybe they can do what the nuclear industry and the aluminum industry did here. You know, they dump their toxic waste, their fluoride, into our water system. So maybe that's the solution for Fukushima. They just take those highly radioactive storage tanks that are leaking and they're trying to contain them with a $500 million ice wall. Maybe they should just dump that in the drinking water like they do fluoride here. You know, nobody would taste it.
It's in the Pacific Ocean.
That's right. That's right. At least we probably wouldn't have a taste unlike fluoride, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. And that's the reality as well, is that the big issue here is that you can't see this radiation. You can't see the effects of Fukushima. Things you can see, things like people not getting into World War II monuments or not getting into the national parks. And that shows, by the way, the government thinks it owns every single thing in the whole world that's owned by us. But
we didn't build it. They built it.
Obama built it with his bare hands.
He won the war, not the World War II veterans.
He won World War II and built the monument, and it's his. But that's visible that is a visible threat. Or, for example, if you go to the store and there's not food there you want, then people will be mad or whatever. A police shutdown in Boston, martial law style. Those are visible things that are kind of easy to win against and kind of easy to fight against. And the mainstream media will pick it up because they have to, because we force them to, the real authentic media. And people will look at it and they'll get the ad revenue and everything, even though sometimes they don't cover the essential items. But the problem with Fukushima, and I do know that most of the listeners are aware of this, but the fact is the general public is not, because it's an invisible threat. If radiation was a big green monster, it would be a big deal. But you go through your average day and you don't know what's happening. You get cancer 5-10 years later and you don't know why. And then you go to the doctor and he said it's a genetic thing. It has nothing to do with your lifestyle, nothing to do with Fukushima radiation, nothing. It's all safe.
Yeah, we've heard that over and over again. Well, thanks. And you've got something else to talk to us about right after the break. We're going to continue to talk about Fukushima and the developments, and you haven't even gotten into your three disturbing facts about Fukushima that the government's covering up. So we're going to go into that detail right after the break with Anthony Gucciardi from StoryLeaf. Stay tuned.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Pills, pills, pills. If you've tried to fix your ED with pills or supplements, listen up. My name's Matt Cook with GetEDSolutions.com, and I've developed a system that often fixes ED from home naturally, without medical intervention. How does it work? My system addresses the root cause of most ED, which is desensitization. Desensitization is not your fault, but it's the number one reason men get embarrassed around women. The more they try, the more things don't work. And the solution is to fix desensitization through simple activities you do from home.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
If you're one of the 52% of men who suffer from ED, you must visit GetEDSolutions.com for special reporting video that shows you how to fix ED from home fast without pills or supplements. Visit GetEDSolutions.com for my special report and video on fixing ED at home. GetEDSolutions.com. That's GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I hear the train come, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when I'm stuck in full.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex Jones, and there is a train coming. And we were just talking about Fukushima. You may think that it's old news, but it's the story. Even though it happened over 2 years ago, there are still new developments in that. And we were just talking to Anthony Gucciardi from StoryLeak about new developments at Fukushima. Tell us a little bit more about what's going on there, Anthony.
Yeah, well, you hit the nail on the head. People think that Fukushima is an ancient, you know, old story that happened and the radiation went and now it's gone. Mm-hmm. But the reality is, just as early as September 4th, 2013, as I just wrote in this article now up on Infowars.com, the radiation levels of Fukushima spiked, the highest, mm-hmm. skyrocketed just about a month ago. So this event is not over. In fact, it's getting worse.
Very precarious. We've got a damaged reactor that's been kind of teetering now for over 2 years, and it's not getting any better because all the things that were dangerous about it are still there, but getting older.
And this TEPCO company, they have workers that have a history of accidentally turning the power off, just destroying everything, using tape to fill in holes. Yeah. They're going to go in and try and surgically attack one of these rods and try and stabilize a little bit. And some of the experts I talked to said there's a 96% chance they will fail. And I don't want them to fail. I don't want that to happen. I wish, you know, Fukushima would resolve itself magically, but that's not going to happen. And that's why we have to hit this on the head over and over and over again, because the government is covering this up 101. I mean, this is the very basics.
And as you were saying in the previous segment, we've already had, as far away as Boston, we've seen evidence of wind-borne radiation that's coming in. So if they have another explosive event trying to remove these rods, that's going to have massive consequences for the United States, which is prevailing westerlies are going to bring it to us first. It's going to go over the Pacific Ocean, contaminate fish, contaminate food. Then it's headed for the United States, and not just the West Coast, as you point out, Boston as well.
According to the doctors I talked to, in the event of another explosion, which looks like it may happen if they go in, if they're foolish enough to go in and tamper with these rods again, not only will the workers unfortunately most likely die, but you'll have about a month to prepare yourself. About 1 month after that happens, you better get yourself prepared. And we know now that the plant operators have been caught on record faking the readings of the radiation levels. They've been caught dumping it into the Pacific Ocean. They've been time and time again caught saying that, you know, it's over, it's fine, it's better now, when the radiation levels are hitting new highs. This is something that if we don't force into the media, if we don't force into the radar of the general public, we'll just be like this cancerous tumor on the body of the planet. We're not even talking about just the United States right now. I mean, this will obliterate the planet with radiation if it ultimately does explode, and they're crazy enough to do this.
Absolutely. And that's just one of the nuclear power plants. All right, so you've got Natural Society, which is the third largest natural health site. What would you recommend that we do to prepare for it?
Okay, so one of the things that I've always had a challenge with is finding something to prepare myself for pretty much any disaster. And when I started Natural Society, it's because I recovered from Lyme disease naturally, and no one believed me, and I wanted to write about it. And thankfully, yeah, we get millions of visitors now. My also other website, storyleak.com, is doing well, too. But what it came down to is I met Dr. Edward Group, who's been on this show before and did an excellent job. It was an amazing interview. And we determined that to prepare ourselves, we wanted to create a form of iodine. But we looked. There was different forms of iodine in the market. They contained GMOs, artificial sweeteners similar to aspartame, artificial preservatives, and even worse. I mean, it's to the point now where some of the bottles would dissolve the glass droppers within a month. It just destroys. So it has to be stable. We came up with a nascent iodine form. Talked to Alex. He tested it out thoroughly because he was on a mission to find as well the best, absolute best form for him and his family, and he wanted to give it to his kids too, which was essential. Came up with InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Perhaps we can talk about it specifically, but it is the best form, non-GMO, vegan, kosher. It's the only one I take, the only one Alex takes, period.
And we introduced that, it immediately flew off the shelves.
Yeah,
we didn't have any more
supply left.
We've got a new supply in now, right?
It's coming in, yes.
Yeah.
So I would recommend everyone get this, prepare yourself in the event of a disaster.
Well, that's it for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow at 11 Central, 12 Eastern.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of
iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.